This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. A federal lawsuit makes serious allegations about three of Denver Mayor Mike Johnston's most powerful appointees, Denverite's Kyle Harris reports.
The lawsuit alleges city officials put Denver at risk of catastrophic fines in a land swap deal between the airport and the Park Hill Golf Course. Everett Martinez, the general counsel for Denver International Airport, filed the discrimination and retaliation complaint against the city. The lawsuit also names the city's top attorney, chief financial officer, and the mayor's chief strategist. Martinez claims they asked him to fabricate an investigation and destroy records. The mayor's spokesperson described the complaint as 40 pages of malarkey. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Retailers who sell tobacco and some other age-restricted products in Aurora will need to get a new license. CPR health reporter John Daly.
The Aurora City Council has approved an ordinance to amend the city code to establish a tobacco, kratom, and age-restricted hemp license. State law already prohibits the sale of the products to those under 21 years old. Despite that law, a statewide survey shows young people still have access to products that should be restricted. Under the new rule, the city will conduct 2 compliance checks a year. Other requirements include distances between retailers, age requirements for employees, and more. The ordinance does not include a flavor ban. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
It's the first day of spring, and Denver could set another high temperature record. The city and much of the Front Range is facing down the prospect of setting records all weekend as a bunch of high pressure sits over the state. The temperature DIA hit 84 degrees Thursday, breaking a daily record set nearly 120 years ago. Forecasters say the high in Denver could reach 87 on Friday. And it's going to be unseasonably warm in the mountains this weekend as well. Vail, highs in the upper 60s. Grand Junction, mid to upper 80s. This is CPR News.